Page 18. To seal the testimony. Section 32. Reading assignment. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 135. Our Heritage, pages 62 to 66. What are your feelings as you think about the sacrifice the prophet and his brother Hiram made for their testimonies of the gospel? According to D&C, Section 135, verse 3, what were some of the major achievements of the prophet Joseph Smith during his lifetime? In what ways did the prophet Joseph Smith do more, save Jesus only, for the salvation of men in this world than any other man that ever lived in it? Scripture Chain. Martyrs. Acts chapter 7, verses 54 to 60. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 15 to 17. Mosiah chapter 17, verses 7 to 10. 3 Nephi, chapter 10, verse 15. Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verse 13. Doctrine and Covenants, section 135, verses 6 to 7. Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verses 34 to 39. Scriptures relating to topic 32. Doctrine and Covenants, section 135, verse 3. Joseph Smith, the prophet and seer of the Lord, has done more, save Jesus only, for the salvation of men in this world than any other man that ever lived in it. In the short space of 20 years, he has brought forth the Book of Mormon, which he translated by the gift and power of God, and has been the means of publishing it on 2 continents, has sent the fullness of the everlasting gospel, which it contained, to the 4 quarters of the earth, has brought forth the revelations and commandments which compose this book of doctrine and covenants, and many other wise documents and instructions for the benefit of the children of men, gathered many thousands of the Latter-day Saints, founded a great city, and left a fame and name that cannot be slain. He lived great and he died great in the eyes of God and his people, and like most of the Lord's anointed in ancient times, he sealed his mission and his works with his own blood, and so has his brother Hiram. In life they were not divided, and in death they were not separated. Scriptures relating to Scripture Chain, Martyrs. Acts chapter 7, verses 54 to 60. 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. 55. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. 56. And said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. 57. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord. 58. And cast him out of the city, and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. 59. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. 60. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 15 to 17. 15. And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. 16. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. 17. For a testament is of force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all, while the testator liveth. Mosiah chapter 17, verses 7 to 10. 7. And he said unto him, Abinadi, we have found an accusation against thee, and thou art worthy of death. 8. For thou hast said, that God himself should come down among the children of men. And now for this cause thou shalt be put to death, unless thou wilt recall all the words which thou hast spoken evil concerning me and my people. 9. Now Abinadi said unto him, I say unto you, I will not recall the words which I have spoken unto you concerning this people, for they are true. And that ye may know of their surety, I have suffered myself that I have fallen into your hands. 10. Yea, and I will suffer even until death, and I will not recall my words, and they shall stand as a testimony against you. And if ye slay me, ye will shed innocent blood, and this shall also stand as a testimony against you at the last day. 3 Nephi, chapter 10, verse 15. Behold, I say unto you, yea, many have testified of these things at the coming of Christ, and were slain because they testified of these things. Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verse 13. And whoso layeth down his life in my cause, for my name's sake, shall find it again, even life eternal. Doctrine and Covenants, section 135, verses 6 to 7. 6. Hiram Smith was 44 years old in February 1844, and Joseph Smith was 38 in December 1843. And henceforward their names will be classed among the martyrs of religion, and the reader in every nation will be reminded that the Book of Mormon and this Book of Doctrine and Covenants of the Church cost the best blood of the 19th century to bring them forth for the salvation of a ruined world. And that if the fire can scathe a green tree for the glory of God, how easy it will burn up the dry trees to purify the vineyard of corruption. They lived for glory. They died for glory, and glory is their eternal reward. From age to age shall their names go down to posterity as gems for the sanctified. 7. They were innocent of any crime, as they had often been proved before, and were only confined in jail by the conspiracy of traitors and wicked men. And their innocent blood on the floor of Carthage jail is a broad seal affixed to Mormonism that cannot be rejected by any court on earth. And their innocent blood on the escutcheon of the state of Illinois, with the broken faith of the state as pledged by the governor, is a witness to the truth of the everlasting gospel that all the world cannot impeach. And their innocent blood on the banner of liberty and on the Magna Charta of the United States is an ambassador for the religion of Jesus Christ that will touch the hearts of honest men among all nations. And their innocent blood, with the innocent blood of all the martyrs under the altar that John saw, will cry unto the Lord of hosts till he avenges that blood on the earth. Amen. Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verses 34 to 39. 34. Thy brethren have rejected you and your testimony, even the nation that has driven you out. 35. And now cometh the day of their calamity, even the days of sorrow, like a woman that is taken in travail. And their sorrow shall be great unless they speedily repent, yea, very speedily. 36. For they killed the prophets, and them that were sent unto them, and they have shed innocent blood, which crieth from the ground against them. 37. Therefore, marvel not at these things, for ye are not yet pure, ye cannot yet bear my glory, but ye shall behold it, if ye are faithful in keeping all my words that I have given you, from the days of Adam to Abraham, from Abraham to Moses, from Moses to Jesus and his apostles, and from Jesus and his apostles to Joseph Smith, whom I did call upon by mine angels, my ministering servants, and by mine own voice out of the heavens, to bring forth my work. 38. Which foundation he did lay, and was faithful, and I took him to myself. 39. Many have marveled because of his death, but it was needful that he should seal his testimony with his blood, that he might be honored and the wicked might be condemned. End of the scriptures relating to section 32. End of section 32. to seal the testimony.